וימר השם אל מוישה בוי אל פארוי כי הכבדתי את ליבוי ואת לבבודו למען שיסי אויסוס האלה בקירבו למען תספר בוז לבינכו בית בינכוס אשר יסללת במצרים ואת אויסוס האלה אשר שמתי בו The two reasons the scroll already speaks out that the makers are two reasons. One maker, the man Jesus is a ele bekirboy to punish him. The man the saper was the bincho ben bincho that she salad in Mitzrayim. By Moshe ve'Aaron el paroi shalach ami ve'yavduni. ויפר ויצם עם פארוי, ועבדי פארוי קול אובר, וגו אובר את פארוי, וניתן למד מוסאי, יזלון ומבקש, שלח עשר אנשים ויעבדו את השם. ויושב את מוישה וזרן אל פארוי, לכו יבדו את השם, מי ומי ההולכי. ויאמר שבנעורינו, בזקנינו נהלך, בבנינו ובנסינו, בצנינו ובקורינו, כי חג השם לנו. ויאמר לי, יהי כן השם אמור כאשר השלח עשרים ראו כי ראו הנגמכם, לא יכן, לכונו הגבורים ועבדו את השם כי אויסו אתם מבקשים ויגורש אויסו מאיס נאי פארו So, before she speak out פארוי, מוישה comes over to פארוי and השליחו שם וריבוי של אילום Let us to go to serve השם נלכו דרך שלוי של סיומי and we'll serve Hashem. Fragen the Mephoshim, why Moshe didn't come straight and told Paroi, we want to go out, please let the people go. Free us. Paroi would say no. They would say yes. Paroi would say no. After 10 makis, Paroi will give up. Why Krum? Ari Be'etzem, it looked like Klal Yisrael cheated the whole thing. Again, there's no problem that we cheated because we don't have to stay there. We don't have to deal with the power. He doesn't have a right to keep us. But why it had to be shtelled like a cheat? So some say pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make the Nisoyan smaller to power to show that even that power is not masking. Nishno, that power is not masking to free the people. Power is not masking even to let us to go to work. It's one pshat. Another pshat in the fellowship saying, this time is more MS, that Hashem wanted that Luyutsu Pari would say, let the people, Moshe would say, let the people go, let the people go. And then Pari would let the people go. Then he would have no excuse to chase them. He led them to go. Now, Moshe said, we're going for 3 days. וישמע פארוי כי בורח העם ויהפך ליבו מוישה, you cheated so they had a reason to chase and this was the whole purpose ויחובדו בפארוי הרי some say that this was the reason that Hashem asked כלל ישראל to mashal keilim שלוים הרוי סוי צדיק אבל they didn't ask the Mitzrayim please give us an adava they asked we could borrow it also sounds wrong Some of folks should say for the same reason. If they would not borrow it, so the Mitzrayim would not have ambitions to run after Klal Yisrael. But like this, when power changed his mind, everyone wanted to run to get back the Kalim. Either way, this was what Moshe said, we only leave you for 3 days. Power doesn't let them to go. The Avodim tell Power, Aterem Teda Ki Ovdo Mitzrayim. Moshe, you can go. Mi ve mi ha'olchi? Moshe says, Bino, babaneinu, b'naseinu, b'naareinu, b'skaneinu, everyone is going. Pari doesn't listen. Moshe, you're a shak, you're a cheater. You told me Hashem wants them to Eved el Har Sinai. I'm letting you to go. He asked for everyone to go. Vayoyimer, lechein, lechuno ha'gvorim, ve'ilu es Hashem, ki oizu atem ha'bakshe. Rashi says, ki bikashtem avoido. Ein derech hatav mizroi. So I'm asking you, who's right? Power is right or Moshe is right? Power is right. Moshe says, I need to go to work. I need to go to work. We need to serve Hashem. Says Moshe, so who is the list? Says, everyone, we're packing up. So Power says, oh, you're still lying. more. So it's not even Hashem. Hashem asked to serve Hashem. You, Maisha, plan to take a ride, and when you leave, you plan to run away. So the whole power is right. It's like Gevald and Gevald. Moshe added two words. Bebonenu bebnazenu, benoarenu beskenenu nelech, ki chag Hashem lonu. Paro said, lechuno ivdu es Hashem, ki oiso atem evakshi. You want to serve to make korbonas, the men make korbonas. Moshe said by us, it's not a man job. It's ki chag Hashem, it's a party. We're going to get married to the Ribbono Shel Olam. To the wedding, you take the little kids, even though they disturb. You dress them up, you're going to go to the pictures. It's a part. Ki chag Hashem lanu. By us, if there is Hashem besimcho, boi lefono birdono, tachas asher lo yavat es Hashem alakecho besimcho, by us, the simcha l'avayin as Hashem, is chelik for the avayin as Hashem. Everyone has to be there. We take the kids to shul, to mikro megillah, Pesach, all the kids sit in Leila Seder, not only the world that have to eat kizayis. By us in Klal Yisrael, we don't do it because we have to do it. So we do it with the Eved. We do it with a fully excitement. This is what Pauli didn't understand. So this was the Vikuach in between Moshe and Pauli. The Balaturim has a Givaldik Epshat. Rashi says, Vayomer, this is we learn now Pshuta Shel Mikro. Rashi says, Vayomer Eleihem, Yihichen Hashem Imochem Kasher Hashalach Eschem, ראו כי ראו נגד פניכם כתרגומה מדרש הגוגה זאת רשי שומעתי כוי חוב יש אחד ששמו ירו אומר לו הם פארוי רוי אני בהצטגנינו שלי אוי סו כוי חוב אוי ללקרוסכם במדבו והוא סימן דם והריגו you're going to die וכשכחותו ישראל בעגל ביקש הקדוש ברוך הוא להורגו אומר מוישה לא מוימרו מצרים למויר ברואו הויציום להורג ישראל ברואים זהו שאומר לו הם ראו כי ראו נגד פניכם איפה נראה את זה רעש שלו not only he told him I know you're going to die רעש is going to die the words ראו כי ראו נגד פניכם Mr. ראו is going to meet you לא מוימרו מצרים למויר ברואו Mr. Ra'o, Hoytziyom la'arog b'orim l'chalisom. Rashi, v'ayinochem Hashem al ho'ro'o asher diber la'asro islamoy. So say, chutz from the pshat, the mirror diyuk in my ear. So the Balaturim says the givaldik pshat. If this is the pshat, so he says, b'derech rebez, Balaturim, v'ayomer, ויושב אל מוישב אל ארין אל פארי ואים עליהם לכו יבדו את השם ולקיכם מי ומי ההולכים אז לא יודעים על הטורים מי ומי ההולכים בגימטריה קולב ובן נון זה גמר הטורים קולב ובן נון אומר פארי למוישב מה אתם מבקשים וכי אתם צריכים להיכנס לאורץ מי ומי ההולכים כי כולם ימוסו במדבר חוץ מישוע וקולב מי ומי ההולכים? בגימטריה קולב ובן נון מוישה אנטלם מנערינו בזקנינו נלך הרי תחס בני עשרים ולמעלה מגיל שישים דינן דיין במדבר So there's a lot of people, I think like that. והשי מוישה בנורינו בסקנינו נלך כי לא נגזר או גזירו לא על פורס מבסחוף ולא על יויסו מבסמך כי לא יסו מבבס אז זה אין זה אז אין זה בלטור עם לוין פשט דברת אז זה קשה ויהיה במוישה בנורינו בסקנינו נלך בבונינו בבנסינו What is the kfeilus? He said, "Benoreinu ubezkeneinu neilech." What is the kfeilus? Beboneinu bebnoseinu. So I saw a bodam shesforim that the aloch is in shabochas of men and women sit together. You can't say shas simcha bimoreinu because the shechin is not shere. It's a mix shabochas. The aloch is shechino. You don't say shas simcha bimoreinu because Hashem is not there. With Adam Chizza, two sides, maybe, but mix for sure you can't make Shasimcha b'moyne. In Aloha. Some people don't know it, some people drive in Shabbos in Tel Aviv also, yeah? But That's an halacha. So the Meile, Moshe Rabbeinu said, we're going to Mekabel Shechina. V'nareinu b'skeneinu neilech. Or I want to tell you, will be bonim lechud v'bonis lechud. V'boneinu b'mnoseinu, it's separate, it's not mixed. There's a reason, as I call me, I know it's a Ksav Sefer that asks, why does it say b'skeneinu b'skenoseinu neilech? But it's that. V'nareinu b'skeneinu, but it will be b'neinu b'mnoseinu. Don't worry, we're not going to mix. ויאמר השם אל מוישה נטה אותך לארץ מצרים בו הרבה. What is בו הרבה? נטה אותך לארץ מצרים בו הרבה. פרק י' פסוק י' בייס. So רשי, פשוט יש על מיקרו רשי, has to work to explain. בו הרבה. בשביל לא הרבה. זה מאוד נלוש. דבן עזרא brings down, דור החיים הקודש, he told him, take one arbe, tie it to your stick, and hit with it. Catch one arbe, tie him to your stick, and come like this, and the arbe will come. As they have an Ezra b'shem, the blazer adarsh. Bo arbe Omar Reb Moshe Hakohen ki itam she arbe sam b'mate. So the blazer vein ze noch. Chab nisht kazo. Aber the Ibn Ezra the Chaim also brings down such a pshat. ויפר השם רוח יום חוזק נער בקום זה הורנית ותחסס אין האורץ ויום פאור יל מוישה לאר וחוטוסי להשם אלוקיכם סונו חטוסי החפם ועתירו להשם אלוקיכם ויוסר מעולי רק את המובס הזה וייצא מפארוי ויתר על השם ויפר השם רוח יום חוזק מועיל ואיסו את סער. So the world as the kasha alamol, it says vayat meisha es yodoi al eretz mitzrayim v'ashem niyag ruach kodim ba'oretz kol ha'yoyim ha'u v'chol ha'laylo ha'boyke royo v'ruach ha'kodim noso es ha'arbe. The ruach kodim bo de arbe, then when it leaves it says vayafach Hashem ruach yom chozok me'oid. Why when it came you didn't need ruach yom chozok me'oid? Ruach kodim bo de arbe. When it left, ruach yom chozok meoid. So some say balabati shetaret. There was kol hayom v'kol halaylo, the whole night. Eventually they snu in, yeah. But here in 1 second, you had a very strong wind. But in the cheder they explained that when they came, they were very small. When they left, they ate all the food in Mitzrayim, so they were very heavy. They needed ruach kodim chozok. Same thing with the Rashi. Rashi says that the Mitzrayim made piles for the dead ones. And when the wind came, even the ones that were salted inside their pots, so achai noisa es atzmoy. But the dead ones merely had to have ruach chozok meoid. There's a famous maaseh that on my zeder Rav Avraham Yaffin, he met once the Satmar Rebbe, and he told the Satmar Rebbe, you know, Rabbi Tzaleh was such a Bal Musa, I have to tell you a story. That's what he told him. Rabbi Tzaleh was a Bal Musa. And once someone sent him a telegram if he could daven for one of his Talmidim that is sick. So he told the Gabe, write down that I got the message and I'm davening, and I will sign. So he gave him the letter. It said in the letter that he's davening. So he gave it to Reb Zundel Salam to sign. He said, I can't sign, it's a sheker. So he told me to write a letter that you're davening. He said, yeah, I told you to write a letter that you're davening. And you written, say, we are davening. Who is we? I told you to write a letter, Ani Mispalel. And you're written, Onu Mispalelim. Who is Onu? I'm only one person. So the guy said, oh, Melosh Nanova, you don't write I. What will happen for you? We. I. We. Melosh Nanova. Melosh Nanova. So the Chassad Merebe said, no. Lefi de Rambam, it's not a Mefurish Apostle. מה זה? לא בזול לסרה? זה פי דרמבן, מפורש הפוסק. So for years, he didn't know what Asad Merebe meant. Till he found the Ramban and our Parsha. The Ramban says, Moshe tells, Pauli tells Moshe, Vayikro Pauli liko le Moshe v'l'arim, Ve'ato somo chatosi achapa, Ve'atiru le'ashem melekeichem, Ve'yoser ma'olai, Rak esamo v'sazeh. Perek Yud Posek Yuzay. Ve'yitze mi'im Pauli, Ve'yetar el'ashem. זוהי ברמב"ן סמך התוס דרך כובד למוישה והתירו אל השם אלוקיכם לשניהם כי כן יאמר פארוי בכל פעם דרך מוסו כי יודע פארוי כי מוישה הוא המעתיר ברבן הזה קשה פארוי קורס מוישה וארוין and he says העתירו להשם so it could look like פארוי thought that the address to request this question is ארוין and מוישה and they go out and just מוישה does it ארוין didn't have that מוישה is the guy I'm sorry, Pauli didn't have that Moshe is the only guy, so he spoke to both. Zog the Ramban, Pauli knew exactly the only address is Moshe. He has a riot. And Sfardeim, Moshe tells him, he spoiled Olai Lemocho when Vasiroisi Veitarti Lecho. Kichen Omar Loi Lemosa Yatir Lecho. Heitarti El Hashem. Efu Iskapa El Hashem. So the whole time, Moshe tells him, I'm doing it. So why in the seventh marker, he says, Aaron and Moshe, please you could have him. Zokter, Pauli spoke with Derech Kovet. Please you. He spoke to Moshe. You. V'loshen Rabim. Not do you will have him, V'loshen Yochid. Just V'loshen Rabim, Ha'atiru. Zokter, so why Moshe didn't say, Ve'etarnu Lashem? כי לא ידבר בזה מוישה בזה בלושן רבי שלא יוצי שקר מפיו זוהי ברמב"ן מוישה said I'm davening not we are davening Pauli said daven because he couldn't say you he said בלושן רבי more than the heavens אבל מוישה said I will daven not we will daven שלא יוצי מוישה שקר מפיו so זוהי סעד מראה בדישקי מבזול ומסלם הרמב"ן על הדרך הרמב"ן על הדרך Then we have Magas Choshech. Then we'll get back to it later. Vayomer Moshe Ko Yomar Hashem Kechatzois Halaylo Ani Yoytze B'toich Mitzrayim Umeis Kol B'choir B'eretz Mitzrayim Yibchor Paroi Ayoyshev Al Kiso Yadchor Hashifro Asher Achar Arachayim V'chol B'chor B'ayim ויש לצעוק הגדוי לו בכל ארץ מצרים של כמו יולי ניסו וכמו יולי תייסף אז בואו סטארט קוראים על השם כחצויס הלילה אני יויצה בתוך מצרים around חצויס רשי במזר את זגמור אין ברוכס why around חצויס בחצויס ספורם פשט רבי סיינו דורשו כבחצויס ואורו שם מוישה ככה צויס דמשמע סומוך אוי לפון אוי לאחרוב ולא יאמר פחה צויס שמו ייתו הצטגני לפיירו ויאמרו מוישה בד היו אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא יודע אוסו איסו ורגעו איסו אומר פחה צויס מוישה was scared maybe הצטגני לפיירו he will get it wrong so he said ככה צויס around חצויס it will happen שלא ייתו הצטגני לפיירו I'm asking you a question. What will happen if Atztagnin and Pauli will have a mistake? They will think that Chatzos is 11:59. 11:59, no one dies. 12 o'clock they die. Now Moshe, you're lying, what lie? Oh, they died a minute later. Sorry. No. Moshe Bade, what Moshe Bade? So it's two mehalach. One mehalach. I was masquerading like this. It's a famous maaser of Rebbe Uchbel. who was sitting once in a shir. It was a young Rosh Hashiva came for Kamenitz, and he saw the Bochbel moving from side to side in the chair, right? Side to side. Then after a couple of minutes, he takes off his hat and he walks out of the room. After 5 minutes, he came back. He asked the Bochbel what happened. Bochbel said, "I have to go Asher Yatza." "So what, you were moving from side to side?" He said, "But I was scared that the young rabbi will be embarrassed. He will think that I'm leaving in the middle of Shir. It's a bizarre. Guys don't know that I have a chashuv, a reason to leave. So it's pagad Shir. If a guy leaves in the middle, it's a chutzpah. But since we will say alamol, I don't mind if you don't come to my Shir clothing, but don't come and leave in the middle. Even times only 20 people came." He said, "I don't mind, but don't come and leave in the middle. It's the biggest chutzpah. Biggest chutzpah, you leave in the middle. A guy thinks maybe you're not interested. He doesn't know that he has to go somewhere." So Bochbel said, "So what I will do? I should yell something." So he said, I will leave my hat. Everyone knows the Bochbel doesn't walk in the street without a hat. A Menteger doesn't go without a hat. You have to go without a hat, you got a Menteger. So no one will be choshed mi cholilo v'chas efshe I'm not a Menteger. There's not a chshash. So b'meile, I left my hat. People will know I'm coming back. So now the Meister was a Yid, Choshev Yid, Chaim Pichas Scheinberg, Shiv Tayoi. When he was a young guy, he came to get smicha from Reb Ochber. Reb Ochber had a mahalach, he would faher. After he finished the faher, for smicha, he would tell the guy, "Now stay for 2 weeks." He fahered him in Shulchan Aruch HaChamishi, how he behaves. Zman Krishma, Likas HaMozen, walking with a hat, well, all his achim. So Reb Scheinberg didn't know that. He came for the fahar, Mamashnu, amazing, like we saw later in life, Taka. So he asked the Bochbel for the smicha. Bochbel said, "Okay, now 2 weeks, you have to stay." He said, "My Rebbetzin doesn't know. Let me to go back to my city to tell my Rebbetzin that I have to stay for 2 more weeks in Kamenitz, so I'll be back in 3 days. So Bochbel told, wait. Called his son, check out if it's a choshev in Gemara or not. He checked that he's Taka choshev, and Taka was a good checkup. And he gave him the smicha. So his son asked him, "Tate, alamo you makpid not to give a smicha without checking up the guy. Why you gave a smicha now?" He said, "I was thinking such a choshev Talmid Chacham will come home." His wife will open the door. "No, Chaim Pinchas, you got smicha?" He said, "No. No, soon I will get." For that minute that he'll be mizbaze, "I don't want a mevaze." It's a gemara in the Dorim. Gemara says, if a person makes a neder, kulchem chutz me'abo. He wants to make a neder on the father. He doesn't want to make. He said, "Kulchem, I'm asking all of you to be neder chutz my father." Zog deran, no. When he said kulchem, he wanted to say also the father, and then he changed his mind. Why? Because if he didn't plan to say his father, he would say chutz me abba kulchem shlo yizbaze oviv lerega. And if he says kulchem, all of you can eat by me, chutz from your father. So when he said all of you can eat by me, he was mevazeh his father. So when he said all of you, even the father, then he changed his mind. Moshe says, "I will say bachatzos. Stagnini pari will think it's 11:59, and then the makkah will happen 12. I'll be chilul Hashem in a minute. Kvayim ribayna shenayla. This is one malach, but I don't think it's the real malach. What would be?" It's Mashman Rashi and Brochas, he was scared that the Atztagnini Paro will think Chatzais is 12:01 and everyone will die 12. That is really no problem. The Torah says this. Rabbi said this is the aside of all the parshas. What is the machlekes Moshe Rabbeinu with Paro? Paro comes over and tells Moshe, "No." Moshe says, "No, Hashem sent me." "No." Takes a stick, throws it down, becomes a snake. Look at Paro, snake. I also do a snake. Moshe, snake eats up their snake. He beats him up, bats him. He makes dam. They try to make dam. It doesn't go. Yeah, they could make dam. They can't take away the dam. Tzfadeh, they try. It doesn't go. Then the kinim, they could, they can't. What is the argument? Paro sees Moshe could make magic. Moshe is a man. He's a witch. Now, the question is, what is the argument? Paro claims Moshe is a witch. We also kshofim at the bole hachmis le Mitzrayim. You do, we could do. Moshe said, but I'm stronger than you. Okay. No, we're fighting. God, power is better. Super. Aber, the whole them is Ezbal Lekim, the Moshe. Power tells him, I don't want the frogs. Moshe says, when? He says, tomorrow, so Rashi, he made a line on the wall when the sun comes here tomorrow. Meshuggah power. He asked him to take away the Tzfadei. When? Tomorrow, 24 hours? He thought, if Moshe says yes, Mistoma Moshe knows the Tzfadei, I'm about to run away. So you know what? Leave them for another day. Lamazet. The whole time, this is the whole argument. Everyone knows that Moshe is strong. Well, I tell him, take that you have the Mitzrayim. So Moshe says, everyone is going. So Paul says, no. But they said, Aterem Tenak Yehov the Mitzrayim. This was the time. Aterem Tenak Yehov the Mitzrayim. This is the argument. What is the difference in between a witch and a Ribbono Shel Olam? A witch, I'm not saying a witch makes a cat. It could be exactly like a cat. Could be we're missing some nails. That's fine. Could make me out. It's mamash, yeah. I can create a guy. He can't hear, but everything else, wow, yeah? But when Hashem does something, it's exactly the same. It's not boom, it's boom, boom. Magas Choyres is the time that we have to get to the peak that Klal Yisrael have to believe that Hashem, Moshe is a Shliach of Hashem. If everyone dies a minute later, you're right that Moshe is super. He managed to kill all the Choyres. Unbelievable. Because Hashem created the world, He could make it exactly. Next week, Bezos Hashem is a minig in Klal Yisrael. You know, you give bread to the birds and they eat it. Why? To the birds, so nice of the birds. When we went out of Mitzrayim, some people were messing up with Moshe Rabbeinu. He said there'll be no man on Shabbos, so they hided some man. In the morning, they spread it around, and it will be such a chilul Hashem that the man says man. So Baruch Hashem, the birds, so nice of the birds, they came, they ate it, and when people woke up, they didn't see nothing. So Mamash Hakoras Hatoyv to the birds, forever we give them. It's a minig, right? Most people do it. Some people think it's only for kids, but the minig don't say Shechnoch kids, yeah? Some of you hear Nishiyu, you say, but the same Shechnoch, minig I love him. The minig, yeah? In the house, the kids are Moitzim, some in Yeshiva, the whole Yeshiva, every guy, everyone, maybe next week we'll discuss it. How stark is this Chiyu? The Kol Mekoyim, I don't understand. All the years ahead. Moshe says, tomorrow will be no man. Every morning, you know how much man was down? 2 feet man. Tal on the bottom, tal on the bottom, like crystal, beautiful. Shabbos is no man. These people decided that, you know, they're cheating Moshe. They took bags. In the morning they woke up. I'm asking you, Chil, how much bags do you think they managed to save? I think 5 bags, 20 bags. A warehouse, 2 warehouses. They woke up in the morning quickly, they pray. People will wake up in the morning, what they'll see. Every morning, 2 feet, man. 3 miles around the whole machne. Today, a couple of dribbles here, dribbles there, yeah? Tamesha, you see it came down. Tamesha, I told him, I'm sorry. And we had such a cause, I think, to the birds and mammals to save the matzah, yeah? But we want to say, what matzah? The Teretz is, Avade! People will wake up, they saw no month today. There's no question about it. But they told Moshe, Moshe, if you Navi Hashem, and Hashem said tomorrow is no month, is no month. If one month managed to sneak in, it means you, Moshe, close the door. You have connections. You're a Superman. You could take down bread from the sky. You could close it. You know, yeah, you could play. Here and there you had a miss. What was the Shabbat Terem HaShomayim? He says Shabbos. Lo Yered Hayom. En Mon. If one Mon goes down, Moshe is not Navi Hashem. He's a Superman. So he manages to bring Mon, to take down the Mon. Yeah, almost. One door didn't close. So some pieces jumped out. Abba the Shilish Ki Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the Chula Da'avonim. I know you will ask me in a second a question. Blinei, I will answer it also. ומייסקול בכל בארץ מצרים מבחור פארוי היושב על כיסוי עד בחור השפחו אשר אחר הרחיים וכל בחור בהם וכל בחור בהם. סקיפ הסגן הפוסק סלס וכוח אותך לא היסוי ולא קחו מן אדם על המזוזס. Moshe ועובר השם ליגבס מצרים ואורס אדם על המשקל ופוסח השם על הפסח ולא ייתן המשקל סלובו ילבטיכם. So you put down the mashkis doesn't come in. ויהי בחצה הלילה והשם יקח כל בכור בארץ מצרים. This is Makas Poyrus. So we'll go back to where we hold it. ויהי מוישה כל יום אמר השם כחצי הלילה אני יוצא בתוך מצרים. אני ולא מלוך, אני ולא סורוף. אני הקדוש ברוך הוא בכבוד בעצמי. Anyone knows it from the Lassay. פרק רב כיווה אגר על התאירה. So if הקדוש ברוך הוא did it, what is the pshat in the pasuk ולא ייתן המשחיס לא ביותך בסכו? It says you put the dam on the mashkoi. ועבר השם ליגוי. ולא ייתן המשחיס לא ביותך בסכו? And tell you based pasuk chob gimel ולא ייתן המשחיס לא ביותך בסכו? Or it says, אני ולא מהלך, אני ולא סורף. So the Kivei Eger, beautiful vol. He has another kash. Frag the Kivei Eger, why Peter Rechem we only do for the first kid that comes out from the mother's stomach? Peter Rechem. What is Rechem, the first? Or we don't go Pchol Min Ha'av, doesn't be the Nabed. Even if a lady has a miss, okay, she has a second baby, you don't make. It's not the first baby of the father. The first baby that comes out from the mother. Arei Rashi says that in Makas Pchoyres not only Pchol Min Ha'em died, even Pchol Min Ha'av. Rashi later in the Pasuk, Vayokum Paroi, Ki Ein Bais Asher Ein Shomes, Rashi says, 10 Mitzri married the same lady, everyone made a beer with her, she had 10 kids, and all of them were Pchoyres. So, Frektab Kibayega, if also Pchol Min Ha'av was killed in Mitzrayim, so why would we make Pidin HaPetah Rechem, Zeicher, Sheposach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Bote Yisrael, that we see in the end of the Parsha, we don't make a Kedusha, only the Pchol Min Ha'av. So Rechem Kveiger, his famous Chat, says like this, Hashem went around and killed the Pchol Min Ha'av. Why? Because this you have to lehafchin ben tipo shel Pchol le tipo shel ba Pchol. No one could know what goes inside exactly. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pchol Min Ha'em is dovor hanikar la'einayim if she had a baby or she didn't have a baby. V'meile, the Mashchis killed the Pchol Min Ha'em. HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Pchol Min Ha'av. V'meile, the Pchol Min Ha'av, you don't have to have dam to save you. Hashem, V'she'en ki Pchol Min Ha'em, nitan reshus la'mashchis, he's killing, you have to have the blood to save you. So v'meile, while the Pchoyres of Klal Yisrael were not killed, so b'meile, they became Kodesh. This is the vote. This is the vote. See? I want to say a different Mahalach. This Mahalach I read from Eshver. It says, look in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. Umeis kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim, mi'pchor paro yayoshev ad kisoi, ad pchoyr ha'shifchon. Every Pchoyr died. Mipchor paro ya yoishev al kiso yam tegi advar chidush. Ad Pchoyr ha-shifcho. Rashi says, kol ha-pchusim mipchor paro v'chashuv mipchor ha-shifcho. ולמה לא כבני השפחו שאפרם היו משועבודים בהם בשמחים בצרוסים. Maybe we'll start at the beginning of the Rashi. We're holding in Pasuk Hey. ומייס כל בכור בארץ מצרים מבכור פארי היו שבל כיסא הבכור השפחו. As a דיבור המסרי לן Rashi that doesn't exist in the Torah. Maybe at a different גרסה. Rashi says, עד בכור השבי. למה לא כבני השבויים כדי שליום רו ירוסם טובו אל בוינו. Frag the Siv Sichachom, is no such word in the Pasuk. Umeis kol b'choyr b'eretz Mitzrayim b'chor paro ha'yoshev al kisoi v'abchoyr ha'shifcho. V'lo moloku b'nei b'chor ha'shvi. Shelo yomru yirosom tovo el boino. So the Siv Sichachom, Rashi takes it from the Pasuk later. It says later. In Pasuk Choftes, Vayi b'chatzi alaylo, v'bachatzi, exactly, not kachatzi, והשם מיקר כל בחור מאז מצרים מבחור פרוי היושב עד כיסוי עד בחור רשמי. So Rashi here belongs, Rashi in Pergidale Pasugay belongs to Pasuk Choftes. And Rashi says, why look up Choy Rashvi? Shelo yoyim ru yirosam tova el boino. So this is a chachom im shtoz. It's a mod mazach. Rashi is explaining it not in the right place. This is how he says of Sabshat. The masculine Dovid, Rav Dovid Perut, he says that Rashi came to explain, and the Asroi, Moshe didn't say that Pchoy Rashvi will die, only Pchoy Rashivcho. And the Oynesh, it says that the Maise who died, also Pchoy Rashivcho. And also Pchoy Rashvi. So he says like this. And the Asroe was no Asroe for Pchoy Rashvi. Why was no Asroe for Pchoy Rashvi? He didn't do nothing wrong. So when Hashem decided to give the Makkah, there was no reason Be'etzem to give a Makkah to Pchoy Rashvi. Pchoy Rashvi, yeah. But Pchoy Rashvi was no reason to give a Makkah. The reason Hashem gave the Makkah was, Shelo yoimru irosom tova al boinu. So it's only in the punishment. So what? So Zong Rav Dovid Perud. Rashi al Shver. Why Taket doesn't say in the Asroe Pchoy Rashvi? Rashi answered, Pchoy Rashvi is not getting punished because they're bad people. Why Pchoy Rashvi is getting punished? Shelo yoimru yirosom tovo el boinom. So I don't have to give Asroe. So Rashi is kilo asking, "Umeis kol b'chol be'etz Mitzrayim at b'chol Rashivcho? Where is b'chol Rashvi? Are they later they will die?" So Rashi, yeah, they will die. Shelo tovu yirosam el boino. So it doesn't have to be here. So Rashi is merames that he had a kashe. Why it doesn't say in the tzavo b'chol Rashvi? But I want to say a teref meshva. Again, our kashe is be'etzem. We have a stiras apsuki. In the Asroi al Magas Pchoyres, it says, Kol Pchoy Be'eretz Mitzrayim Yipchol Paroi Yayoi Shevat Kisoi Al Pchoy Rashivcho. Paroi and his slaves. It doesn't say the Shvi, the prisoners that were in jail. And the punishment, it says, Vahi b'chatzi alaylo v'ashemiko kol Pchoy Be'eretz Mitzrayim Yipchol Paroi Yayoi Shevat Kisoi Al Pchoy Rashvi. Even the Pchoy Rashvi. So in the Asroi, it doesn't say that the Pchoy Rashvi will die. But in the punishment it says that Pchoy Rashvi died. So we answered, Rav Dovid Perud said, they didn't do the chet, they didn't deserve the Asroa and the Oynish. B'shas the Oynish, they needed to die, Shelo yoimru yirosom tova al boinu. Mashur wants to say a little bit different. The same Mahalach for Rav Dovid Perud. About Emes and Mahalach. As the Makkas Mitzrayim was two reasons, like we said, Biskarov said. One's a punishment, to punish Mitzrayim. Uleman Tesapo, but it's the Bircha Asher Yisalalti b'Mitzrayim, that they will realize the godless Hashem. This is the reason Hashem made the punishments very colorful, yeah? He could have given them terrible stomach pains, yeah? He could have given them Yenamachle also. Of the dance for the Akini was massive. So it was also a punishment, and also the man to suffer was the Bilcho ben Bilcho, and they will come to the Emune. The Pchoy Rashvi was no shaykhis to the punishment, and it was no deed to bring their Emune. They were not Kaifer and Hashem, was no shaykhis to them. So Bemele, they're not a part of the Makkah. The Makkah is Mitzrayim, ve'ovarti b'Mitzrayim b'alaylo ahu. Ani ve'loi ma'aloch, ani ve'loi sorof, ani ve'loi ha'sholiach. Ani hu, ani Hashem ve'loi acher. And who I will kill? The Mitzrim. The Pchoyres. Who else? The Pchoyres Shvi. And Pchoyres Shivcho. She'im ishtabdi bo'em, v'smeichim le'idusam. Pchoyres Shvi, the prisoners? No reason. But later, it was a new problem. Shelo yoyimru yirosam tova el boino. That din is a makis dikedin or it's a chilul Hashem dikedin. What din is it? Shelo yoyimru yirosam tova el boino. That the Bechor HaShvi will say that it's not Hashem, it's that the Getschke Pleini. So this is Medin Makris or Medin Stam? Medin Stam. Medin Stam is not Din Vavarti Balailahu. This Hashem didn't do. So who killed the Bechor HaShvi? The Malach. And no terrors from Gvegas Gashe. What is Veloit in a Mashchis? The Teretz says the Mashchis is dear to kill the Pchoyres and the Shvi. What is the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing? And he take, do you don't need a dam? But it's a Mashchis that is killing the Pchoyres Shvi. With this vote, we could say another Knech. Could be, Zakmesh Yazrayas. And Bechor HaShvi, who died? He claims only the Bechor Min Ha'im, not Bechor Min Ha'av. Tell you why. In Mitzrayim, it was a din. Yed HaBechor has to die. It's not a din. A din that Yed HaBechor has to die. Bechor Min Ha'im has to die. Bechor Min Ha'av. It's a din. But Bechor HaShvi is no din that Bechor has to die. Why they die? Kshelayim Ruhirosom Tova Elboino. And who it's Nika that he's a Bechor? Only Bechor Min Ha'im. Bechor Min Ha'av, no one could know. So there's no reason to kill him. So we have the same answer of Gveger's Kasha, but not like Rav Gveger. Rav Gveger said that the Mitzrayim alone, Hashem killed the Bechor Min Ha'av, and the Mashris killed. No, in Mitzrayim, Ani v'loy Malach, Ani v'loy Masorov, Ani Hashem. I'm doing everything. That's what is happening in Mitzrayim. Over the Mashris that is killing Bechor HaShivcho, Bechor HaShvi, he's killing only he's only killing the Bechor Min Ha'im. So b'meile, only on them we had a Hatzolah. So today we only Mekadesh Bechor Min Ha'im and not Bechor Min Ha'av. So it's been doing in Tehillim twice. We say, it's twice that we have the Moifsi in Tehillim. And Kufay we have it. Sholach Melech. Look. Paul Pesach, Paul Kufay. It's in all the Psukim in Tehillim. Paul Kufay in Tehillim is a short vision of the Makkas. Yeah, it's not a place to learn why did the Makkas a little bit a missed order from the way they're in the Torah. In Pesach we say it in the Minag Agro, we say this Tehillim. Vayach kol pchor be'arzo. Reishis lechol oino. Vayach kol pchoy be'arzo, pchoy min ha'em. Reishis, Rainu, even the first tipa, lechol oino. But I'll read the second passage that we have. We have the same thing. Vayach kol pchor b'mitzrayim reishis oinim ba'oy aleichem. Vayach kol pchor b'mitzrayim, this pchor min ha'em, in all the country. Reishis oinim, the pchor min ha'av, be'o'aleichom. This was only in the Mitzrim alone. So the pchor ha'shivcho was the pchor, only the pchor min ha'im. Now, it says, ומייס כל בכל בארץ מצרים ואויס לצוק הגדולו במצרים I know you will ask, but... והי בחצי הלילה והשם מיקו כל בכל בארץ מצרים מבכל פארוי היושב עד כיסוי עד בכל רשבי אשר בבייס הבויר ויוקום פארוי לילה הוא וכל עבודו וכל מצרים ותיצו כגדלו במצרים כי אין בייס אשר אין שומס ויקום ויקו למי של הארוי ויקום לצום את היחמי ותחזק מצרים על קולום לאמור לשלחו מן האורץ כי אומרו כולנו מייסים כולנו מייסים So first I want to explain you know, as a meaning in Klal Yisrael in Leil HaSeder you sing Power in Pyjama in the middle of the night yeah? Now it's a meaning because I know that it's a meaning I know in America they say it in English and in Poland I remember we said it in Yiddish now it's Yisrael we said it in Hebrew in Russian can you say it in Klal Yisrael Shai was the pshat in the tzor. Power in pyjamas in the middle of the night. So Power had pyjamas. Kids don't have pyjamas. Everyone has pyjamas. So first, what is the mokir that story happened? It's a Rashi in the parsha. Rashi learns, it says in the pasuk, Vayokom paroi laino. Zog Rashi, Vayokom paroi perek lamed, pasuk lamed, yudbeiz lamed. Vayokom paroi mimitosoi. Then it was obviously that Paroi woke out of his bed. Vayibe chatzi alaylo v'ashem miko kol b'chol b'arz Mitzrayim. Vayokom Paroi laylo hu v'chol avodov. Zot Rashi, he got up from this bed. Yeah? So this is the Rashi, the Paroi of pyjamas. Then he got up of his bed. If it means that he had pyjamas or you saw on his face, that this is going to have kemina already. Aber steht in Rashi, there was a matzev v'yokom imitosoy. Lo steht. Why? I remember you're younger, but 14 years ago from yesterday, not 14 from today, was 2000, New Year 2000. The whole world, they called it Bag 2000. Everyone was sure that the world would be destroyed. It happened like this year, but Shabbos. It was Shabbos. Why? Because all the computers were set, 69, 79, 90, they didn't have 4-digit numbers in every computer. Everything was 69, 72, 88. So they didn't know what the computers will do when they get to 2000. I mean, they really could think that the world is at zero. They were sure missiles will fly. The Rabbonim will matter to Mechal Shabbos to all the computer people. Lemaise, when Shabbos fell in, we already were not nervous. Most of the Rabbanim took away the heter, because in China it happened 7 hours before, and nothing happened. But all the planes were sitting, pilots were sitting with planes, and were sure that missiles and atom bombs will fly all over. I said like this, was this couple guys, you all remember that the whole world was standing. And in that moment that it happened, in all these countries, people were awake the whole night. You would think about a head of a country that would go to sleep that night. No chance. Remember, Gulf War also broke through. First Gulf War, Saddam Hussein, the first war was 12 o'clock by night, 15 January. I was living in Panovich. A couple hours later, the missile started to fall on Israel, 2 days later. But that night, 12 o'clock, everyone was standing there looking in the sky, sure that the missiles, because Saddam Hussein had said, that day the missiles were falling out to Saul. Moshe tells Paroi, Chatzos, I'm killing all of the Bchorim. Chazal said it was a fight, the Bchorim wanted to leave, the Bchorim said, we're going to die. Like we said, everyone knew that Moshe is a witch. This was not a question. Moshe says it happens. The question is if he's a witch or he's a Hashem. The Bchorim make Mitzrayim b'vchoreihem. Chazal said the Bchorim made a war. They wanted to leave. Okay, Paroi decides to be stopped. He's a Bchor also. What you would think he will do? Sit in his room with his cabinet, yeah? With a plan. What to do if it happens? Get dressed in pajamas with under a blanket and sugar. He was such a pikoiris. So when the Maki came up, he walked out. All the kids say, look on that pikoiris from Paroi. Look at the hikshalimoi from Paroi. one pshat in the Nigan. Second pshat I thought in the Nigan is, it's like, I realize. The second pshat in the Nigan is, Pauli claimed that he's God. Ani oir, li oir, v'ani asisiv. Chazal said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe in the morning, he goes out to the bathroom. Pauli didn't go out to the bathroom the whole day. Why? He played that he's a Getschke. That day there was no, you know, bathrooms in the house. So, yeah, I feel bad for Pauli. He did enjoy a minute of his life, yeah? I can't comment, yeah? All of his life he didn't go to the bathroom. Once a morning, as Eshet and Pasuk. Yeah, he was very strong, but that's a garnish. Because in the house, even his closest people didn't know it, yeah? So he couldn't do it. Then that day, just, oh, you go in the flush. No, Mishnah Zazach. But he claimed that he's a Elohim. Li Yo'ir V'ani Asisiv. I'm a kind of a Getschke. The Gemara says that when Elio was fighting B'Nevi Abal, so Elio was fighting with the Nevi Abal, so Elio told him, scream, maybe he's sleeping, yeah? I says, because a Elohim doesn't sleep. So Pauli for sure told the people that he doesn't go to sleep. So what he did, he went to his office and to go to the bathroom, he should give it a prayer, because then people would come. He closed the door and he went to sleep. Pitam, the whole world saw that Pauli sleeps like a human being. He didn't have time to change to his, what it is, yeah? It's called his pajamas, it doesn't make any sense. So he was going around like one human being. All of the kids were yelling, and that night, Paroi is like a mensch, Paroi is Nishken Getschke. The Yetzias Mitzrayim, he was running himself in the streets. Without, he had all of his malchus and his witch things, and all these big day malchus that showed him this power. It's late, but I have to finish. My son asked me a question last week. He doesn't understand. It's a steal to the whole vault that I'm saying. Why Pauli was nervous? Moshe said, Bachatzois. He didn't die. He asked the question better. It says that in Makas Borot, Ayish Ayore Varach Ayore Dvar Hashem. So we asked, why Ayish Ayore Dvar Hashem endeavor didn't put inside his animal? That is endeavor, everyone listened to Hashem. Aber Vayish Lach Pauli, V'mikne Yisrael Loimeis Ad Echot, Chazal say, but one person lost his animals. It was the one that was Ben Aknanis, Shaul Ben Aknanis, that by he had a din of a Mitzri, and b'meila his animals died. So Pauli said, if one animal dies, like I said before, so Moshe's nishkin novi Hashem. What the same you say? If one is wrong, the whole thing is garnish. Lechura, Pauli had to say, if I'm alive, so the whole makas b'choyres. That's not true. Can we explain? The answer is, my son told me that every Makkah was 7 days. So Pauli assumed that Makkah's prayers is also 7 days. Right? Hashem is Makkah Badeva. So could be it's the Pshat. Rashi says, Vayevu Mitzrayim Kulonu Meisim. So the Shaila is, why Kulonu Meisim? Only the prayers. So Rashi says, what is the pshat? Because one pshat Rashi says, "Ken b'ayis asher ein shomes," because also p'choir min ha'av. The pshat is as it. In every house, someone died. The p'choir min ha'av. And if there's no p'choir min ha'av and no p'choir, who died? What? Gon l'shem b'ayis. Right? Gon l'shem b'ayis. Rashi says, "All the p'choir min ha'im, all the p'choir min ha'av, or gon l'shem b'ayis." Okay, now, take a family, the Gol Shabbat Babayis dies. The next wave of the Makkah, who will die? Number two. Who will die the next wave? Number three. So Mitzrayim yelled, Kulonu Meisim. The pshat is, the Makkah, what are nervous? That the Makkah is going to carry on. So why Kulonu Meisim? So Rashi brings down one pshat, because they didn't know that it's Chol Min Ha'av. So they had questions that different people. But this doesn't stream with Mitzrayim, it has to be exactly. But the Tegat says they were nervous. Maybe Makkah's prayers is a wave. And that Makkah's prayers is a wave. I just wanted to finish with a vote. So Shashira from Zvil came over today. They told me a vote. I said, I have to say it. He was looking for a guy. And Deitch, his name is. So he said, like this. It was an argument. This is Shonim, the Rujina. It says that we believe there will be Bayis Shlishi, right? Our Emunah says that one day we'll have Beis Hamikdash. It says in the Chazal, the Rambam, that the Bayis Hasheni is bigger than the Bayis Harishon. Why? It says, God Eliyah, Bayis Ha'achro, and Yaisa Mil Harishon, in more darshans. So that this is Yontef, and the Achroinim has, so if the Bayis Sheni is called Bayis Achroin, so we can't have a Beis Hamikdash Shlishi. So they bring one raya from, you know, Bnei Ashfoches Rishoymes, Leo Vebonero Achroinim, and after that we had Rochel. Achroin doesn't mean the last one. Achroin means after the first one. So one raya they bring from the end of last week's parsha. Last week's parsha, Hashem says, Vim lo yamin, Hashem said, put your hand, throw the stick, and beat the snake. Pick it up. Put your hand, and it will become Metzorah Kesher. Vim lo yaminu, and then the parsha's shmoyz. Vim lo yaminu lekois oisa rishoin, veyaminu lekoi la oisa achroin. Vim lo yaminu lekoi la oisa achroin. End of Shmois. Mazeh biyotcho v'yem emate. V'yem ha-Hashem oyla biyotcho. V'yem lo yaminu lecho v'yishmu lecho l'oysa rishon v'yaminu lecho l'oysa achroi. V'yem lo yaminu gam l'oysa l'oysa s'ailu v'lokachta v'yem ha-oyer v'shofachta yabosho v'oyu amai. So, ואם לא יאמינו לכל האויסא רישן, ישמו לכל האויסא אחרוין, it's the hand in, to make it white, ואם לא יאמינו לשני האויסא האלו, then take the blood and pour it. So we see that אחרוין doesn't mean the last one. So that's what they got the parsha שבוע. The Rojina said that this is מרום is an our parsha. והויו לכם הדם לאויס על הבתים. So the verse says, what is Lochem? Lochem is the Mashkis. It's a famous word, it's no time. But the Rujina said, V'hoyo Lochem Hadom Le'ois Alabatim. The dam, the third market that Hashem told dam, after the Achroin, Le'ois Alabatim, that will be Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. V'hoyo Lochem Hadam Le'ois Alabatim. The verse says that Lochem means that, but what's the type?